Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Andrew Petcash, he joins right now. You can read his stuff on our pages. Check them all out. He intersects the world of sports and business, and he joins right now. Andrew, good morning to you. How you doing?
Good morning, Colin. What's up, brother?
Not much. You got so much going on your newsletter, on your Twitter feed, just so much that you're delivering to people. Tell us what you think Pitt's – we haven't gone down this road. What should Pitt's NIL strategy be moving forward?
Yeah, no, I think Pitt's definitely doing some good things to get started with some collectives and donors putting in some money. But I think something I've heard that a school in the SEC is doing is they're basically working with local businesses and, big donors. And what they're doing is making sure, and this is through the coaching staff, but they're making sure that each class is getting a designated amount of money. So if you're a senior, you're getting $30,000 a year, and these are coming through, like, NIL deals and the local businesses, but it's like kind of orchestrated by the coaches and kept church and state to keep it all legal within NCAA guidelines. But I think that would be something extremely smart Pitt would do, and that helps you not lose a guy like Jordan Addison, because it's just a loyalty factor as well. As you go up as a freshman, you're going to get 20 and then 30 eventually as a senior or whatever it looks like, on top of any endorsements you get for your social media, et cetera. I think that would be a very smart move for Pitt to try to work in.
Andrew, we are one of the test cases as Penguin fans for watching a star player also become an owner, in some cases while still playing, with Mario Lemieux. I know LeBron has expressed an interest and already is involved somewhat in ownership, ironically enough, via the Fenway Sports Group with the Pittsburgh Penguins, but I guess has expressed an interest as well in owning any future NBA team that would be in Vegas. Explain to me how viable this is.
Yeah, Chris. So LeBron, he owns through Fenway Sports Group, Liverpool, the Pens, a few other little entities, but he's expressed a lot of interest in owning his own team one day. Now, last year, Adam Silver said that any expansion team, which they want to add to the NBA I'm speaking about, it would cost $2.5 billion as an expansion fee, which is honestly kind of low in terms of, like, buying a team would cost much more than that. But I think LeBron's, like, goal is to play his last couple of years or last year while owning a team and hopefully with his son as well. I think it's viable. He definitely is going to need some help with his Fenway Sports Group and any other buddy investors.
What's the gigantic, in front of people, though, they look at that and they hear that and they think that's just got to be a gigantic conflict of interest for the owner to play for his own team. Is it or isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually banned in a lot of professional sports leagues, but there are exceptions from time to time. A lot of leagues, so like the MLS, for example, let David Beckham, they let him buy a team once he retired. So they were like, they gave him that provision, like, come play in the MLS, and then as soon as you retire, you have the option to buy a team. And only really Michael Jordan, though, in the NBA, it is allowed. He owned a little bit of the Wizards and played for them. So LeBron could theoretically do the same thing. And then, as you mentioned, Mario Lemieux and Jágr owned a team in the Czech Republic and played for them. Not NHL, but hockey is fine with that, apparently.
All right, Andrew Petcash. Andrew, we appreciate it, as always. Oh, real quick, Pittsburgh in basketball. Why, people always mention that. Pittsburgh, could they sustain an NBA team? Could they take on another franchise, that fourth franchise? Is there enough population? Is there enough interest? That's always like a fun conversation to have. Is it viable, though?
I think so. I mean, Cleveland has a team. Heck, I mean, LeBron James might even own the next Pittsburgh basketball team. That could be pretty cool. But I would assume they'll probably go Seattle and Vegas if I had to guess for expansion.
Andrew Petcash. Andrew, we appreciate it as always. Thank you, and we will catch up next week.
Thank you, guys.
Great stuff, Andrew. Thank you.
Absolutely. Listen, Pittsburgh summer. It's summertime. Dunkin' is here to help you beat the heat. $2 medium iced coffees. For our DD Perks members, reward yourself with your favorite iced coffee from Dunkin'. Soak up the sun all summer long.
Not quite as hot today as it was yesterday, but either way, those hot summer days, you want a little pick-me-up in the afternoon, get that $2 medium iced coffee if you're a DD Perks member. If you're not, what are you doing? Get on board. Join today for free on the Dunkin' app. Download it and start earning rewards. Exclusions and additional charges may apply. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Pittsburgh runs on Dunkin'.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.